We are talking about the UW Badgers here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Badgers suffered a stunning loss to Illinois last weekend, but heading into big game Saturday against Ohio State, Coach Paul Chryst says the team must move on.
They're resilient, and you know, we have to turn the page fast.
That was Chryst speaking with reporters Monday. Do you agree with the game and roster decisions? Do you think the team still has a shot at the Big Ten championship? Have you gone to a game at Camp Randall this year? What do you think? We're at 800-642-1234. Matt Bells covers the Badgers for Bucky's Fifth Quarter. It's part of the SB Nation Network. Matt, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me back.
So what's at stake here Saturday when they play the Buckeyes, you know, ranked number six in the nation? What's gonna go down there?
I mean, I think this is by far the biggest game, especially coming off of that colossal upset last week. I know fans are still kind of licking their wounds after that one, so to speak. But the Badgers really need this game to continue their trajectory in the Big Ten and try to make sure that they get to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship, which is ultimately the goal each season.
So if they lose, could the Badgers still play for the Big Ten conference championship? What would happen?
So if they were to lose, they still could make it.
Okay.
They would need a little bit of help. They still have Iowa and Minnesota on their schedule. Iowa will likely have, right now has one loss, I should say, and the Badgers would have to beat them. Minnesota hasn't lost yet. And as the big rivalry in Wisconsin territory, that's going to be a big game, and it's the last game of the season. So if Minnesota were to not trip up prior to playing the Badgers, then it would be a game where Minnesota's already clinched it, no matter if the Badgers would beat them. But if Minnesota were to fall prior to playing the Badgers, they would have still a shot.
All right, well, let's turn our attention to the Buckeyes. They have scored about seven times more points than their opponents this season. So is it more about their running game, or is it about passing? What's going on?
I think it's the blend of both on their offense. You know, they brought in a transfer quarterback. He was a tremendous athlete. He used to go to Georgia, but actually came in and started right away. He both can throw and run. He's a dual threat guy. But then they have a tremendous running back in J.K. Dobbins. He, like Jonathan Taylor for the Badgers, is also a three-year starter and is known as one of the best running backs in the nation. So they're able to kind of use both their quarterback and the running back to light up the scoreboard for their offense. But I would say if it came down to something, their rushing offense is third in the nation, which is phenomenal.
That's huge. So will the Badgers offer them a new test in any way?
Yeah, I think the Badger defense is something different than what Ohio State has seen this year. Ohio State has taken on Michigan State, a team that the Badgers beat handily. But beyond that, they really haven't had a very difficult schedule to this point. Wisconsin, on the other hand, has taken on Michigan State as well. So they've taken on a little bit more and also are leading the nation still in total defense and rush defense and passing defense. So the Wisconsin defense is going to be something that's a little unfamiliar to them and something different. And I think it'll be a nice clash of how well their offense is with how great the Wisconsin defense is.
We're talking about this nice clash, catching up on the UW Badgers. Our guide is Matt Bells, who covers the team for Bucky's Fifth Quarter. It's part of the SB Nation Network. You can join in. What questions do you have about the Badgers? Did you watch last week's loss in Illinois? What do you think about the next game against Ohio State? Join in at 800-642-1234. Tweet us WPR Mornings. So, Matt, let's step back, look at this season. How have the Badgers performed this season against, other nationally ranked teams? You mentioned Michigan there.
Yeah, so, I mean, to this point, they've actually fared fairly well. You know, they were able to beat Michigan, in a game that a lot of people thought would be very close, and the Badgers kind of ran away with it. They were able to establish their game and kind of do what they wanted to throughout the game. And then Michigan State was also a team that was ranked throughout the year up until that Badger loss. So they've fared very well against ranked opponents, and across their schedule in general, they had looked, basically unbeatable up until that Illinois game. And that game kind of fell apart for them in a lot of different ways. But the team came into the season projected to win, nine games or so by most media pundits. And to this point, they've kind of surpassed those expectations, especially in the first six games.
What went wrong last weekend? Can you dissect that for us?
Yeah, I think it was a combination of a couple different things. The big plays, Wisconsin defense had been so good, and Illinois only had the ball for about 20 minutes. And out of a 60-minute game, that's not very much. And Wisconsin was able to win across most major statistical categories. But what happened was Wisconsin fumbled and threw an interception in late in the game and allowed Illinois to kind of hang around most of that game. And then it was just kind of fell apart at the very end. And some big plays happened from Illinois' side. They only completed nine passes, but those nine passes went for over 170 yards and two touchdowns. So there was a 49-yard throw and then two 30-yard throws. So it was just big plays kind of happened at inopportune times, and the Badgers just kind of made things happen that were uncharacteristic to what you had seen prior to that game.
Do you see them making any big adjustments to roster or play calling after what happened, last weekend with Illinois?
I think at times last week, the Badgers kind of shelled in on offense and played very conservative in terms of wanting to grind the game out. They almost played not to lose, so to speak, in a lot of ways, making sure that they kind of dominated the time of possession and having the ball on offense, and tried to minimize the margin of error. I think this week the Badgers are going to have to be more aggressive on offense. Ohio State is a team that if Wisconsin does what they normally do and are able to have the ball for the majority of the game, they can't kick field goals, something that happened on two occasions last week that they settled for field goals inside the 10-yard line, and they also missed a field goal. So to beat Ohio State, Wisconsin's going to have to sustain those long drives, but then make sure that they're not going ahead and settling for field goals, because 3 points is a glaring difference than seven.
So be really
in a game like this.
Yeah, strong on the fundamentals. There's still a season, as you said, after Ohio State, there's still games to play. Badgers host Iowa. What might we see there?
I think that's going to be a really good game. Iowa always plays Wisconsin really well. Both teams are very similar stylistically. They both have lean on their run games and have stout defenses. So I think that'll be a fun game. I think right now, they haven't determined the exact time for that game, but I would assume that it'll most likely be an afternoon game. Iowa is playing very strong. Wisconsin's playing obviously very strong as well. So that should be maybe a 2:30, 3 o'clock kick that fans can come and enjoy the festivities prior to the game as well as the game itself.
Okay, and then Minnesota on November 30th. As you say, this is a big rivalry here. Who looks like the team to take home Paul Bunyan's axis here?
I think this is one of the times when it's actually going to be a game that's going to be close. At times Wisconsin has dominated the rivalry within the past, two decades or so. Wisconsin had won 14 in a row. Last week was obviously a little bit different, but this week I'm expecting that the Badgers are going to come, or that week, I'm going to expect that the Badgers are going to come out fired up. That's going to be a game that they're fighting for Paul Bunyan's axe, as well as potentially a spot to go to Indianapolis.
And there's still plenty of time for them to, November 30th is far enough away where they can still do some fine tuning.
Oh, for sure. And I think that's what happens, especially in a developmental program like Wisconsin. They go ahead and they get better throughout the season. You'll oftentimes see, because the younger players are starting to get in the spot where they're starting to understand the game. For example, one of the fullbacks last week, it was his first game that he's ever played as a true freshman. And so some of those younger guys are starting to learn what it takes to play in the Big Ten, are getting to a point where they can help out the team as well.
Well, Matt, thank you for joining us.
No problem.
Matt Bells covers UW for Buckeyes Fifth Quarter, part of the SB Nation Network. Badgers visit the Ohio State Buckeyes Saturday, kickoff scheduled for 11 a.m. Just ahead, leaders from the Republican and Democratic parties of Wisconsin join our program for a discussion on state and national politics. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.